Blog Talk Radio.
Said we're live.
All right. Don't know if Blog Talk Radio can hear the introduction. We're muted right now on StreamYard.
Okay.
So we will take this as we go. We're doing this from the Charm Shop. We're going to be doing this and running it ourselves. So welcome to the show.
Welcome.
As always, it's Sean and Lori. We are now streaming live on YouTube, on our YouTube show, or channel, I should say, which is Charmed Spirit Guides with Sean and Lori. You can look it up. There's also a link that I will be sending out, and it's also on our Facebook page.
Yep, and please like it and follow us.
As always, we'll be taking calls and doing short readings. You can always call us, and we could do a full reading with you as well. You can contact us. The contact information is on the information screen, and it will be also at the end of the show. Thank you so much, and we're going to take the first caller.
Happy Sunday.
Hi, how are you?
I am fine, and you? Thank you for having your show today.
Oh, well, what's your name?
Tina.
Hi, Tina. How can we help you tonight?
Yes, I would like to ask, I'm not a new guy, and I wanted to know what a spirit has, you know, for me, like why I met him. I'm excited.
Ooh. Sure. And where are you calling from, Tina?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
All right. Let's see what comes through.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
And I kind of have a really good feeling about this guy. What about you?
Absolutely. I assume this might be your grandmother coming through.
Yeah, I was going to say she's been here.
She's on the shorter side.
Glasses.
Yeah. Glasses. Dark hair?
Dark hair, but some gray.
Okay. Does this sound familiar to you?
Yes, that sounds like my grandma.
Okay, because she's been watching over you a lot, and she's taking credit for this guy.
Yeah, I heard her say, too, that she sent him to you. Were you guys friendly before this?
I just met him the other day at an event.
What kind of event?
It was like a scholarship dinner, like a political scholarship dinner.
Very cool. Okay, mutual interest. I feel that what I'm seeing is meeting him through, you know, something in common, like you're friendly, you're mutual friends, you might have a lot of things in common. But all of the cards are great. You got lots of threes, which is great for good karma, celebration, partnerships. So I like it. I think it might be a little slow, like friendly first, very friendly, getting to know each other, and then the love will blossom.
Oh, that's exciting.
That is awesome. So is something happening in August? I don't know if I'm seeing that happening in August or if there's some big event in August.
Well, I'm starting my PhD.
A big event can also be a... I'm sorry?
I said I'm starting my PhD.
Oh,
that's nice. That's what she's congratulating.
Well, she's congratulating
for.
You. Yeah. She's like, the big event is in August. She's excited.
It's like, the drum roll, please.
Yeah.
Like, she's been waiting for this. Yes. And I'm sure you have.
Yeah, I always prepare, you know, like a month ahead of time mentally. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing. So I am excited about the PhD.
Yeah, I also feel like Grandma's showing, because she was showing both of us that she's so excited for this, and she's been pushing you every step of the way, helping you.
Yeah.
Oh, that is amazing. Yes. Well, I am on point. I'm so happy. It's been a long journey.
That's awesome. Do you know much about this guy?
He's a political figure. We do have common ground. I mean, I know common ground.
Okay.
I know a lot. Yeah, about like what he does politically, not personally.
Yeah. No, because she's saying the same thing. Like, take it slow.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just get to know him.
And then it will soon like all happen together at once.
Agreed. And maybe this part two, I think I'm catching up with what Sean is saying. On the other side, don't be too aggressive.
Exactly.
Because he's into you and he likes you, but he doesn't want to feel like it's a red flag if you're coming on too strong or too fast. So grandma's like putting the stops on you to just slow down, and she's like, listen, it's going to happen. Just let him take the lead.
Great. I understand that completely.
Yeah, Lori translated exactly what I was hearing.
It's like we're in each other's head.
Thank you. Yes, now I can focus on my PhD peacefully. Yes, I understand.
Perfect. And are you following in somebody's footsteps, either your father or your grandfather's?
And my father's. Oh, my God. My dad was a doctor, and he was running for mayor, mm-hmm. but he kept his focus on his medicine, you know. Yeah, I just feel like I'm lazy compared to him. So I like tell that to myself every day. I have to catch up with what my dad has done.
No way, but
no.
Yeah, she's showing just like the pride in following in his footsteps, and how proud he is of you too.
Oh, you make me cry. Yeah, I'm doing two PhDs at programs at the same time, and
oh.
I just want to help the community.
And
I'm
really lazy.
I'm sorry, say it again.
You're doing amazing. I said, and you
Thank
called
you.
Yourself lazy.
Yeah. Oh, because I had to catch up. My children are just, you know, getting big. My son is graduating from high school, so, and especially with the political arena, I don't really want to have any limitations. So I've created my own nonprofit organization so that I can help people on my own. And not be limited. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm working.
Yeah,
I don't want to be enough.
A lot. You're doing
so much,
and they're so proud of you. So
absolutely.
They're saying that this is, you know, long time coming, and that you deserve it.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
You're getting
life
the whole package.
Yeah, right. Hey, I believe you have to prepare for what you ask for. You have to be on that same vibration.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, 100%. You got it. And before I go on to the next caller.
Okay.
I'm sorry, before I go to the next caller, do you have a bracelet that is, I don't know if it's from your grandmother, but she's calling it good luck, that you wear it for luck?
I have to find it. She did give me something, but I put it to the side. So I will find it. I'll go find it.
Well,
funny. And I wonder if it's like magnetically connected, because I keep on hearing it snaps in. Like it snaps into place.
Yeah.
Yes.
But she's basically letting you know you don't need it. You have all the luck that you need.
Oh, my grandma always thought I was going to be a millionaire. She used to tell me that. So I know she's my.
Oh.
Number one cheerleader. So thank you guys for being a vessel. That is so amazing.
Yeah. That's great.
Like,
well, good luck with everything. It sounds like you're.
Thank you. Yeah, but do you just see what we're going to do together? Just we're both in the political arena. Like, did we come together for a specific reason?
I mean, I can go further into that, but if you want, give us a call or email afterwards, because I do have to get to the next caller. I apologize.
Okay, and how do we reach you outside of this?
All the information's on the info, but it's also going to be on the end of the show as well. We have email, we have phone number.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good day, and thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
Bye, you too.
Bye.
All right. Hi, how are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Hello. Good. Who's calling?
This is Vince. I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Vince. What's up?
Hey. Well, I have two different job situations going on right now. Excuse me. I have a job right now that I don't care for, but I'm tolerating it because I need the money. And I'm not making that much money right now to start. It's going to take me a few months to get to top pay. But anyway, back in November, I was working as a temp at this company. They make aluminum cans for all the soda companies and beer companies. And I was blamed for something that I didn't do, and I was fired. So the first part of the job question is this. I just recently reapplied for a full-time position at the company, and I have a job interview with them on the 24th. And I'm going to be completely, totally honest with them, tell them exactly what happened. Given that scenario, when I go, are they going to give me another chance and hire me full-time this time, believing me? Because the manager that was there who fired me is no longer there. They changed that since I left. Then the other part of the job question is, on Saturday I went for a job fair at a company called Ball, and they make the manufacturer the same thing as the other job did, does. So I went to the job fair, and they interviewed me, and they said they'd let me know by Wednesday, so I'm wondering if I'm going to be offered a job there as well.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a question. When you're working at these jobs, I don't know why, only because I keep on hearing amino acids or acids. Are you using acid or some type of chemical?
Yeah, I am. The job that I currently have, I'm using acid.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
so weird. I don't know. I just still have like a bad taste in my mouth about the first job.
Mm.
I do believe that this job you're going to interview on, or you just did, will give you an offer.
Okay.
What are you picking?
Does one of these jobs give you more of a creative license?
Both of them do. The one that I worked at that I got fired from, they gave me a lot of creative room. And because what I did was I was given one job, but while I was doing that job, I was helping out other coworkers, like if they change roles for the metal, I would help them get rid of the scrap. I would also make, because we had machines that bale cardboard and plastic, and when those got full,
right,
I would make a bale of them. I would always keep the place clean, made sure the floor was clean before I went home for the next guys coming in. So I did a whole ton of stuff there.
Well, I don't know who this spirit is. He's young. He's like died in his, what, 40s?
He looks like his brother or his cousin.
Yeah.
My father died in his 40s. He hung himself.
Oh, God.
Picking up darker.
Because he's almost like, not really, in real life they're at peace and everything like that,
right,
but he's like throwing up his arms saying, you deserve better than this. And apparently you're a very creative person. You have the ability to make amazing things, and he wants you to follow that. That's the only reason I said that.
Yeah,
okay.
I also see more opportunity at the new job.
Yeah.
Like there's more doors that you could open at the new job, where the old one, I don't know,
the old one,
shutting a door on you.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty much taking advantage of you in the old job.
Okay.
Right.
So
right.
The
and
one
they're also showing me, it's not that they didn't like you. They loved you. You did more work than you were supposed to. They appreciated that. But I'm hearing it's like legality issues and things that they could get in trouble for, or even quite possibly sued for. I don't know why, but that's why they can't have you there.
Mm.
I see.
Yeah, I'm,
so
I'm
the
seeing
job
the same
that
thing
I...
she is. But the...
Okay, so the job that I went for on Saturday, I'll get an offer from them?
I believe so, yeah. I got Celebration, an offer, Foundation. And I see, I just see more opportunity for growth there, like Sean was saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe being able to just get different titles or more increases in pay quicker.
Okay. All right. And you're right, I am very creative because I was, when I was living in California, I was focusing on my acting, and then my wife got sick and we were forced to move to New York. Mm-hmm. And we live in the middle of nowhere in New York. There's nothing as far as acting goes around here. So,
yeah.
And I like to write too, because I have a couple of scripts in mind that I want to write. I wrote a book that I've been trying to get published forever, and people are shying away from it. So I'm still looking for a publisher.
Okay. Well, I definitely see these good things coming as far as, like, doing more creative stuff. And
yeah, you got victory.
Okay.
And success cards. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The one thing your dad keeps bringing up, and this has nothing to do with your job, is he wants you to find happiness. Besides all the stuff that's going on right now, you have to find something that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want you to get, he put in quotations, stuck like he did.
Yeah, I also heard he wanted you to find the peace that he couldn't find.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I have been happy in the last few years because, you know, just the job and finances.
I understand. But he wants you, like, just to go out, take walks, like, just step away from everything.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, be more present.
Well, thank you very much. What's that?
And you could manifest. You can manifest easier when you are present, like Sean was saying, like when you're enjoying the small things, little things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
okay.
He thinks you're going to be fine. He says you always have something ready to go in your back pocket.
Yeah, and I even heard, I don't know if this is something that you say out loud, but I heard your bad 7 years are up. So it's almost over.
Good.
I want to say it's like August, September is when, like, better times start for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you and good luck.
Good luck with everything.
Thanks.
Good night.
Good night.
Hi, good evening. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Kay, and I'm calling from Georgia. Thank you for taking the call.
Hello, Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Hi.
And how can we help you?
I guess this is the night of career questions because I have one as well. I'm trusting and believing something new is coming through for me, something that is for my greater and highest good. And I was similar to the last call. I was in a job that I ended up losing my job because I went to HR complaining on the manager, and it just went hell on me. And but I'm glad because I'm no longer dealing with some of the foolishness that was there, so it's totally fine. But I'm just trusting and believing that the right thing is coming. Do you see that coming for soon? I'm trying to stay calm because right now I'm in some little financial despair, so I don't want that to cloud what's great for me.
It sounds like you're starting out with the right mindset, which is great.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Let's see a couple things. But should we bring in the guy that's here first?
Sure.
Okay. Is it your dad or your brother that's crossed?
My dad. I have been calling out to him, so it doesn't surprise me that he's popped up.
Yeah. He's giving you credit for being strong in a hard situation. So that's what he's like proud of you. He's saying not many people could have done that or done it the way you did with such strength. And he's calling you out on that. He's like, very well. Good job. And I think because of that, he's going to help you, or not just him, but the universe in a sense is going to help you quicker. And do you work in a hospital or?
That's funny. I work in a healthcare system. And like I've worked in the medical biotech in community for years. I had a headhunter reach out to me. She found my, actually I had a couple, but I found one on LinkedIn. Well, she found me on LinkedIn. And this opportunity that she came up with is just phenomenal. I mean, I hadn't heard anything back from her, but it is like, wow. And it still is in healthcare.
Does it involve like coordination or?
Yes, it's legal because I have a background in legal, but it's legal within the healthcare system, and this is like top notch legal healthcare.
Your dad thinks very highly of you. He keeps talking.
that's beautiful. And it's so funny because as I was growing up, I sometimes didn't feel that. But it's so amazing since he's crossed, he's just right there with me. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's saying you've come so far. Yeah. I almost see him. He's like showing me like starting from pushing broom to doing this.
Yes. Yeah.
Moving up the chain. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't know if that's literally you were cleaning things. I don't know.
I worked for a pharmaceutical company, and I started as a courier. I was taking documents between campuses. Mm. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did he call you either? It sounds like a vegetable, so I don't know if he's calling you string bean or snap pea.
Cotton.
Oh, cotton, oh okay. God. I was like, he's showing me these vegetables. I'm like, what?
I made myself that. I was scared. Somebody came, one of my friends in the neighborhood, he was being abused by his parent. And so when I saw Child Family Services come and I saw them coming toward my house the second time, I said my name was Cotton because I didn't want nobody to take me away. So it just stuck. They asked me what was my name, and I was like, Cotton. So, yeah.
That's funny. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Two things. First of all, your dad doesn't want you to ever think that you care so much, that caring too much is a weakness. Ever.
Wow. I just had that conversation. Wow. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. No, he said that's not a weakness. And don't ever think like that.
That's part of your light.
Yeah. And second of all, this new opportunity, is someone you know going to bring you into this?
The headhunter, I'm just meeting her, but I'm getting kind of a healthier relationship with her, getting to know her. So it's not someone I know personally.
Yeah, but he's showing me that she's going to like kind of lift you up.
Yeah, and it might even be, I was also thinking she might go into work with somebody she knows. Like she, like you're saying the same thing, she might be working with somebody that she does know.
Yeah, they show me like a friend or someone
like a good relationship.
Putting out their hand for you, and they're going to lift you up.
Wow. Okay, that's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Okay. Nobody negative, nobody that you're like, ugh, this person. It seems like a very good safe.
Excellent. Do you see something coming soon? I mean, I know time is over, and we all have free will. I accepted a position so that I can have some income coming in. But it's literally half of what I was making before. So I'm.
Well, they were showing me something in the middle. There's going to be something in between this amazing opportunity, and because I almost see the, I'm not good as good with dates as you are.
Yes.
But I almost see, like, just for the summer, there's going to be.
Yeah, I was thinking by August you're going to be at the place you want to
be.
Yeah,
exactly.
So
and there's
I guess
too, they want
to be at now. Yeah, this place where I am now, then that sounds more like it because it's something I can do. It's just totally something different from me than, you know, it's not like it's extremely difficult work. And I'm willing and able to do it. And I'm going to do my best while I'm in it. But I just know long term I'm going to end up getting a part-time
job. It's just going
to
hold you over.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, and the other place, the really good opportunity, they want to and they really like you. I'm literally seeing red tape all over. So I don't know if it's just about budget or, you know, paperwork and things that they have to process. And that's why it's going to just take a while. Like it's not right away that you're there, but it looks like they already want you.
Yeah, it's not very far away.
I feel really good about it. Yeah.
Wow.
August
beautiful.
Is like nothing.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure.
I appreciate it.
And don't.
I don't want
to
hold you up because I know
dad.
You got other callers. Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you so
good
much.
Night.
Blessings to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.
All right. Let's take the next caller. How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm good or great. Thanks for taking my call. This is Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey. Yeah, so I wanted to speak to you guys again. I really like your readings, by the way. I wanted to see.
Oh, thank you.
I spoke to you a couple weeks ago. I was getting ready to move. My lease was up. My lease became up. I left. I've been on this adventure going from like sort of one town to the next in the general area, the same county. And I it's interesting because I go, I like love it. I feel the energy. I'm like, okay, I want to live here. I start to like think about setting up my life where I feel like I live there. And then it's like something shifts and it's like, okay, now you move again. So I haven't found a new place to live yet. I just happened to be meeting like a lot of people along my journey. And just curious, like what you're picking up on this. I mean, I've been living on a campground. Now I'm in a hotel and listening to my intuition and my heart.
Well, I keep on hearing that that's part of her journey, right? This is where and how you're going to meet your soulmate. And it's almost like they also keep on moving and shifting. So it's like right when you're like in the same vicinity, I don't know, somebody moves. It's almost like a game that your energies are playing with each other, which is pretty interesting to me. I see it ending well, but I do feel like it's like a interesting game right now.
Yeah, and they're also telling me all these people that you're meeting, you're creating this amazing network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a big spider web.
Yeah.
And they said, and that is why you're doing this.
I know, but you know what? I joke around with them a little bit. I was like, can't people just like have learned about my work another way? Like I actually have to like meet them in person. They feel my energy. I ask them for help in helping me find a new house. It's like... I kind of got over the whole thing of feeling like embarrassed about asking for help.
Do you do energy work yourself?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's why I think this is all happening. It's all relative to the people you're coming in contact with and healing.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. You're actually helping them just by being there.
Yep.
Except for they're not paying me. I'm paying them to stay or... whatever the case is going, it's happening.
Right, but I'm going to say karma, and in the long run, you're eventually going to kind of get rewarded or reap the rewards. I was hearing sanctuary. I don't know if you're going to establish a sanctuary or co-own it, but I see you inevitably, maybe within the next 3 to 5 years, having a place that you own either by yourself, but it always has other people there, and it's all healers, and maybe there's classes, and it's almost like a church type place. Is that, are
that's,
you seeing that?
Thank you. I couldn't figure out the building I was seeing
in my
head. It
was like a churchy.
Like it has like a triangle.
Yeah.
A triangle like roof, but it's like a weird angle. It makes sense that it was that kind of.
But and they're calling it the sanctuary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that interesting? Yeah. When I first knew I was coming out to this area, because I moved to Pennsylvania like almost 6 months ago now. And I had this dream of this healing retreat, and it's just been growing, and like it's been in my head, like forming it. So yeah, I've been feeling that about I was like, I wonder when I'm going to finally meet my soulmate, because I do feel like, because the last reading that you guys gave me again, like I don't know what that was, three or four weeks ago, I guess it was closer to 4 weeks ago, a month. You had said that I'm going to meet this guy who's going to help me kind of like sort of like fix my life or pull my life together in a way or whatever. And I was like, I don't know if it's like I'm going to meet him and then he's going to help me get a house or something. But like, I mean, obviously I can't be on the road like this forever, you know, but I mean, thank God I have the finances now to do it. But it's
right.
Exciting, but also a little tiring, like moving around all the time.
Of course,
so,
yeah.
I mean, I kind of want to say, when do you think it's going to be done? But I know that that's not part of it's an adventure.
It is an adventure. I feel like there's like, probably don't want to hear this, at least like one more full year of, going to say, not being rooted somewhere. But making more connections, like John was saying.
And it's funny, the sanctuary is going to have like a, almost like an extension where she'll...
Where she's going to live.
Where
yes,
she's going to live.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're definitely living at this church or place that you're going to have.
Yeah, it's like an extension of it.
Yeah, and I don't know if you're co-owning it with somebody. I always see people constantly there doing energy work, paying you for it. You teaching them, like it's like a back and forth type of thing.
Right, but
this is your grandmother I'm talking to, but I don't know why she calls you the wandering fox.
I don't know, and I've definitely been calling myself a wanderer lately. Maybe the fox because I watch all the signs, like I'm very keen to like my senses.
Okay.
And she showed me the lady from The Sound of Music, you know, when she's like dancing in the, like right by the mountain, like in the trees, in the grass. I mean,
yeah. But she also, even though you're doing all these nice things for people, you have to kind of put your foot down and say, almost like put down a rate. I will help you for this, you know.
You need to get paid for it.
Yes.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, it's not me doing energy work on anybody as far, like I am, but it's not a thing that I'm putting my hands on them or what. I'm just in their space and they're interacting with my energy. So how do I actually turn it into, because like this journey would be better if like I moved around from place to place and I got paid. I haven't been getting paid. So it's been several weeks with no pay.
Well, I think you need to offer that. I need you to offer the service, right?
Are you Reiki certified? I feel like you are.
I'm more advanced than a Reiki certification, the healing work I do. Plus, it's like my own that's like shifted. But I have a Reiki one under, like from years ago.
Well, that's what I meant. You're certified in healing. They're saying that's what you should be pushing, have people, you know, offer your services.
Okay, but right now I've only been in places for like two nights at a time. Like the campground, I was there for 2 weeks and I tried to offer some stuff and the owner like wasn't really, he had to like think about it a bit. He wasn't really into it. So that's the thing. Like the places are kind of pricey where I've been. And I'm just trying to relax a bit because it's tiring constantly, like driving and looking for a place.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm wondering, like, when am I going to get some stability with that, that I could actually stay somewhere for like a month or on a month-to-month basis, then I could work.
Okay. I can't talk too much longer, but they are showing me, your grandmother showed me, an older man, maybe in his like 70s?
60s,
70s. 60s, 70s, grayish hair, maybe salt and pepper, and he's actually going to be helping you as far as like a place. I don't know if he's going to offer for you to stay there for a while. I'm not sure, but that's going to be coming up soon. So watch out for that.
Yes, and when you get that's when then you could market yourself and advertise yourself and have people come to you and you do healings there. Almost like she's going to be working out of her.
Yeah, because right now I've sort of been like, I don't know if the word is bangy, but like I've been packing up my car and going to like, I feel like a circus act.
Gotcha.
Packing up my car and going to like a new town.
I understand, yeah.
I feel like it's all part of what's supposed to be happening.
Yeah. Well, definitely keep us up to date. You know.
Keep us
Thank you.
I do have to get to the next caller. I do apologize.
Thank you. No, that's quite all right. Thank you. I'm glad I got on. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It was great to talk to you again. Keep us up to date.
Yes, good luck.
I will. Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Who's next?
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. For some reason, I thought you were
Hello?
Going to take me up. Hi. Hi.
Hey.
Lisa calling you.
You might have
I'm
to
very happy
off
to
the
talk.
Speakerphone.
Thank you. I've
Are
got
you on
your
speaker? We
now.
Can't
that,
hear you.
Is that better? Is that better? Are you?
That's a
yes,
better.
Can you hear me
better.
Now?
How can we help tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in the middle of transition, and I'm looking for a document in the house. And I'm wondering if you see me finding the document. It's a legal document.
And what's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa.
Thank you.
I don't know if this is, I keep on hearing it's above you, so it's higher than where you've been looking. However, it could still be in like a low level or a basement, but on top, if that makes sense, like on the roof or the rafters.
Okay.
It's higher than where you've been looking. That's what I've been told.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm seeing it like almost like above a cabinet or on the cabinet top.
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. Like you have to reach your hand up. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Is it connected
I will
to a
follow
mail
that. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe it's above the fridge. It's definitely higher than where you've been. They're saying you've been looking only in low places. You have to look higher.
It says it's been collecting dust up there.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That makes... Okay. I'll just go ahead and do that then. I'll just be checking like that. Thank you. Gosh. I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Not a problem. And I don't know who is telling me this, but they feel like your life has been like a merry-go-round lately.
Yeah.
Like the same thing over and over again?
Well, I don't know about the same thing, but, you know, it's emotional stuff.
Okay. They're saying, or they're highlighting your throat chakra and saying that you really need to stand your ground and...
Yeah, I'm getting that.
Yeah, be more... stronger and really speak what you want to say.
You know what? My problem is that I am learning to give the information without being, I speak my mind, believe me, I do, but just informational. I'm trying to do it without emotion. I mean, I make myself very clear on every point and I, you know.
Right.
So thank you for that. Thank you.
No problem. Is there anything else you wanted to know?
Well, in relationship to the legal document, do you see things getting solved in the next week or maybe 2 weeks?
I feel like it's a little more out.
Yeah.
I was thinking like 6 weeks.
Yeah. I saw the same thing, 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta just accept that for sure.
Was there money supposed to be going to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they tell me. The money is meant for you. You will get the money.
Yeah, and I think once you get the document, things will be a little more clearer.
Mm.
However, I don't think it clears up until maybe July, like 6 more weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you'll know that they're clear.
Okay. Okie dokie. Well,
you're definitely gonna find it.
Okay, I'll just keep looking then, and I'll take your advice more above.
Yes, look higher.
Reaching.
It's not locked up or anything. Like it's within reach. It's like something you can grab. Yeah, they're showing me.
Yeah.
It was like once locked or put somewhere where it was like hidden. But now it's, like, easily within reach.
Yes.
Nice. Okay. So, a locked door. I'm wondering where it once was, because there aren't any locked doors in that place.
No, almost like a
maybe
box.
The doors.
Like,
oh, okay.
Just had a lock on the, like, a box or something that it was in, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Do you think I'll find it tomorrow? I look today.
Is there somebody helping you?
Well, I was wondering if I should get someone to help me. I just need to be able to trust them.
Yeah.
I see a male. I don't know if this is just a close friend or a relative, but I feel there's a trustful male around your age that is around that will help you, and he has like a good sense of direction, I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll keep my I do have two men that I work with, and I was just I was thinking, oh, can I, yeah, so I'll meditate on it, and they're about what you just described.
I heard the younger one, if that helps.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The younger one, and also because sometimes we could see something right in front of us and not see it. And if somebody else comes in, they'll see it and pick it up right away.
Different perspective.
Yeah. I feel like you've grazed over it. you just maybe missed it. So they're saying pick the younger guy and have him help.
And
okay, yeah. I will. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. You have a wonderful night. And let us know what happens.
Yes, good luck. But you're going to find it.
Yes.
Oh, what a relief. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
Hi, thank you. Yes, good evening.
How can we help you?
Thank you for answering. Yes, I do have a couple of questions for guidance. There was somebody I was talking to online. We had met once, and I had deleted his number. Then he reached out to me, and I had told him that I thought it had ended. And then he got upset, and then he's the one who now. So I don't know if he's going to want to clear things up and restart things again or try it out again. His name is Apex.
Okay. And what's your name?
Luz. L-U-Z.
All right.
I don't know. I believe it's mom or grandma, right? That's with us. That's crossed.
It could be, because I also have a male as well, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, they came together. So it could be grandma and grandpa. but she's saying that she wants somebody else for you. She's not liking this guy.
It's funny. Her thought is, don't force it. Like the connection, don't force it to be there. There's apparently someone better.
That's what I heard, right?
Yeah.
He's not there. I mean, the universe and your angels are just saying that he's not good enough for you, pretty much.
Mm. That's nice. That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I do see somebody else very close by, right? That's even,
yeah.
Or you might have met them, or they're just very close by that I have a good feeling about. Look, I even get the harmony card.
Mm.
Yeah, I
definitely feel like there's somebody. Sorry, what were you saying?
Yeah, I'm not dating anybody. I know people, but I don't have a feeling for dating them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open on, but that, you know, I don't of the people that I know, I wouldn't choose any of them for a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I do feel like it's somebody new that's just...
Close in area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
An area, in time. But you get the harmony card, the changes card, which to me is usually like engagement, things like that, and harvest. So I definitely see marriage and a relationship on the verge, on the brink, very soon. I don't think it's with the person you mentioned, but I think this other person is very close by in meeting, we'll say.
Mm.
Thank you so much. Do I have time for one question regarding career?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. So I transitioned to a new job out of need because I needed to have a job that would pay me so that I wouldn't go in the red in my bank. But I don't feel like a good fit for them, or I don't like the way they manage things in the office. And I had a job interview last Wednesday, and one of the persons that interviewed me, I had a good experience with before when I used to monitor her program. She was one of the persons that interviewed me, and I like that environment. I mean, it's something that I can manage. It's something that is doable, something that I know or I used to know. And I just want to know if there is a good prospect with them and if I should stay in this current job for the now and just grit my, you know, the situation and just stay there, or if there is that possibility or something else coming to be hopeful about.
Okay.
I like the other place, but I feel like there might be something new, different. What do you... I mean, I think they offer her a job at the other place.
Yeah, I'm laughing at your grandmother.
Yes? But are you guys referring to the job interview from last Wednesday? Is it something...
Oh, for that one, I was saying, I think they do offer you a job there, but I feel like there's still something better. I think there's something else out there that you're going to like more. Have you been putting out more resumes?
I have continued applying, yes. Not as actively because I'm a little bit stressed out, too, because of my dog. Sometimes he's 16 and a half. He's almost 17. He's turning 17 in August, and he has his health is declining terribly. And some days he's just really bad. And sometimes he's a little bit better, but sometimes I think, you know, that maybe I should put him to sleep, maybe not, maybe let him, you know, finish his course of life. So, yeah, and then the new job, so I'm kind of stressed, but, yeah, I have continued somewhat applying, not as actively as I was when I was, you know, in a situation where I was looking at digging into my savings. So, but, yeah, I mean, definitely want to, I think I want to leave this job. It's just transitionary.
Yes. No, it will happen.
Yeah.
They're showing me. And your grandmother's saying leave the dog for a while. You know, don't rush into doing anything right now.
Okay. Then I hope God grants me more patience. Because sometimes I come home and see now.
Well, I was laughing. Your grandma. Your grandmother says you're always up and down, like you're never happy. Like you can never find,
it's true.
You're never satisfied. Yeah.
No, because I was wondering that today. Would I be happy once my divorce and I leave this house, which is the Marietta house, and that is completely closed?
Yeah.
Would I be happy? You know, because I do recognize that I'm always hesitant to stay in one place, and I just want to move, but like in the search for something.
She's saying peace is coming.
Yeah, I think once that whole
peace is coming. That's what she's saying.
Chapter is over. I see celebrating and happiness, like even like partying. That it's over.
Yeah, exactly. Celebration.
Those cords and cutting those cords, it looks better. And sometimes when you're in a better mind frame too, you're happier about things, attracting better things towards you.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I definitely see a new job by July. I'm going to say maybe the end of June, early July.
Yeah, I see the same thing.
Thank you. Thank you so
She's
much.
Doing
and yes,
for you. I don't
say what? I'm sorry?
Grandma.
Your grandma said she's doing magic for you.
Yeah,
she's trying.
It's just, you know, when you feel that something has been unfair in your life and you know, you're even supposed to child support when you're not supposed to, but you're supposed to because of the other attorney. And
I
it's like it's a never end. So.
And I don't want to cut you off, but I have one more caller I want to try to get a little bit of before we end, okay?
No, thank you. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Yeah. Have a good evening. Bye.
Good evening. Hi, how are you tonight?
Hello. Hi. Good. Thank you. How are you?
Good.
Hello.
Good. I apologize. We only have about 4 minutes, but I wanted to get you in, and then you could always call back next time, and we'll get you first.
Okay, thanks. Well, then I'll make this
How can we help you?
Quick question. I wondered if my neighbor's landscaper cut down a tree and it hit my place, and it's been over a month, and we've been going back and forth where he said he's going to repair it. But then we said, forget about repairing it. I'm going to file the claim. I was trying to avoid the claim thing. But then he said he filed the claim. What do you see going on about that?
Let's see.
And what's your first name?
Evelyn.
Okay.
I see it getting repaired. Who's fixing it, though? The landscaper themselves, or they're paying somebody to fix it?
Well, the landscaper was going to fix it himself because you said he was qualified to do it, but that was like a month ago, and every time he says he's going to come fix it, he doesn't or has an excuse or a reason or another excuse,
right.
So it just goes on. And I said, I'm done.
I don't know.
So I said I went to the homeowners and was trying to get her insurance to file the claim because it not only – it hit my house but broke the neighbor's fence. So there's two of us that needs repairs.
Exactly. I don't know who this – I don't know if this is your father or your grandfather, but he's, like, had it with the landscapers.
Yeah. I have now,
he said,
too.
Do not trust him
month.
To fix anything. Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, he's saying that you're going to get the money from the claim, and then you can hire who you feel is fit.
Right. And I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
I was feeling they're going to do a terrible job.
Yes.
I don't trust them.
Okay.
Even if it was the landscaper, it was somebody the landscaper hired. But I see you and the other neighbor who's also getting repairs or needs the repairs,
yeah, the fence.
Getting a quote and maybe using the same person and just keeping the receipts and being able to submit them.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm seeing, too.
Because the landscaper said he filed the claim on his insurance for us. I've never heard of that before, but I'm not too sure. Usually they give us the insurance information and we file the claim. But he said he did the claim. And I still haven't heard anything from that. And that was already last week. So
yeah,
I don't
know.
Are we going
to... And I even... I'm going to say they're saying to call your homeowners.
Yes,
and they'll
exactly.
figure it out. That it's not going to go through your homeowners because it's not...
Not
your,
my homeowners, but the neighbors' homeowners.
Right. But
right.
they're... The guides around us are saying to call your homeowners and they will figure it out for you.
Absolutely.
So they're going to say, because they don't want to just pay for it, they're going to say, oh, it was on their property. Let us figure it out. Does that make sense?
I called my homeowner's insurance guy, and he said, well, that really has nothing to
yeah.
do with us. You have to go after them. But then everybody's telling me, call my home, my insurance people again and tell them to go after them. That's their
yeah.
job. That's what I pay them
yeah.
for.
Yeah, that's what they're supposed to do, especially because they don't want to pay for it. Now you... pay homeowners insurance, so you have insurance, right? And it's not your responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to pay for it, but they're going to make sure that it gets fixed so that they don't have to pay for it.
Right,
so they
right.
really should be saying fight for you.
Yeah.
I would definitely go back to them. You might have to call back 3 times. Take that for what you will. I see a female being able to help you from there. I don't know if it starts with an R. I was hearing maybe her name starts with an R, but I do see you being able to have who it is you want to fix it at a good quality and
yeah.
then being able to submit that.
Exactly. And
so
I'm assuming this is your
my
father.
Pocket first?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear
I'm
that.
Sorry. I said, do I have to pay out of my pocket first?
I don't see that.
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
But... like I said, is this your father who's kind of like a tough guy? Or
well,
is it more
he was
your grandfather?
Quiet, but my grandfather, no. It would be more my dad that would have been more of a tough guy. My grandfather's.
Okay.
I didn't know them too well
yeah, no,
to be that way.
Your dad's kind of fed up with the whole thing. He's talking about, you know, going over there with a baseball bat to the landscaper. yeah, he's do not trust them.
Okay.
Did the damage leave a hole in your, like, house somewhere or the window?
No, I don't see no holes or anything like that. I think it damaged tiles. They said there's no damage to the roof other than having to fix some slats on it and one of the beam boards on the side and the tiles.
Mm-hmm.
Just
but,
make sure you get that double check because he's saying there's like a
I see
opening.
Something that needs to be patched as well.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure you get that double checked.
Check the gutter
okay.
wherever
well, was the
gutter
landscaper
or
that told
fell,
me there was no problem.
Like right above that.
It was the landscaper?
Yeah, he's the one that told me there was no problem, that everything was fine
yeah.
up there, that he would
yeah.
just have to repair certain things. So as we say, we don't trust
get
him now.
Get a second
so.
Opinion.
Yeah,
second
yeah.
opinion.
Absolutely.
I see wherever the wherever something fell, it's either the gutter or maybe the beam or pole you were talking about.
Yeah.
It's right in that area, and it looks like it needs to be patched, like tar
yeah,
or
exactly.
something.
That's what your dad's saying. He said, get a second opinion.
Yeah, he's like walking around up there with his arms
yeah,
crossed,
exactly.
Like.
Cool.
He's like, bugs can get in.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's telling me, bugs can get in there. You need to get that patched.
Oh, wow.
So,
oh,
but
no,
that's,
don't want that.
He wants you. No, it's not saying bugs will. I'm just saying.
Right. And it's not terrible
oh.
damage. He just wants
yeah.
it to be fixed properly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your fault. And before anything happens.
Yeah. And he wants you to get his second opinion because he doesn't trust these landscapers as far as he could throw them, according
yeah.
to him.
Well, my neighbor, he didn't trust them at all, but I was giving them the benefit of the doubt. But every time, like, I mean, I said, it's over a month now, and yes, yes,
yeah.
yes, and never shows up. So now it's like, okay, now I really don't trust them either because if you can't depend on them after a month, what
right.
what do you think?
I gotcha.
I don't know. Yeah.
Exactly. All right, well, let us know what happens, because, like I said, your dad's up there protecting you.
Oh, good, good. Keep the reins away, because I'm in fear of the reins coming, and then I'll really have problems.
All right. Well, good luck. Let us know what happens, and get that second opinion.
Yeah. Call back.
Okay,
your
very good.
Yeah.
Thanks for your advice. Good. Thank you.
You have a great night.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
It always goes so fast.
Hold on. Let's go on. Thank you, everyone who called in.
Yeah.
And we will see you next time, and we will keep you up to date on exactly where we're streaming. And thank you for letting us into your lives. Thanks.
Have a good night.
It mutes us when it does that. Okay.
Very good. So wait, are we live anywhere else still? How do we know?
No.
How come the camera's still the red?